Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York, Falun Gong March inspires 400 Chinese to renounce the Communist Party. India, newspaper reports that young people are learning Falun Dafa. Chisinau Day in Moldova, introducing Falun Gong and raising awareness of the persecution in China. Tortured and imprisoned for installing satellite receivers. Visitors learn about Falun Gong at Frankfurt Book Fair. And Brisbane, passerby feels strong energy radiating from Falun Gong practitioners. Now for the stories.
New York. Falun Gong March inspires 400 Chinese to renounce the Communist Party. A Falun Gong march along 8th Avenue in Brooklyn last Sunday demonstrated the peace of this ancient mind-body practice for the residents of the third largest Chinese community in New York. Over 400 Chinese chose to quit the Communist Party and its affiliated organizations at the event, after learning about the party's brutality against Falun Gong and other groups. Led by the Tiang Guo marching band, the three themes of the march, Falun Dafa is good, stop the persecution, and quit the Communist Party for a bright future, caught the attention of many Chinese people. Local citizen Ms. Li Xiang was moved to tears. She said this group is great. On such a cold day, they are out here trying to help the Chinese learn the truth about the Communist Party. The teachings of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is great. I myself want to practice. She added, the Communist Party brought all kinds of disasters to China. They even try to control the Chinese people overseas through their embassies and consulates. She said she learned a lot about the party's history by reading the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party and the Epoch Times newspaper. Ms. Yu, who lives on 8th Avenue, was surprised that so many people practice Falun Gong. This was her first encounter with a Falun Gong march. She said the march is very moving. I almost cried. Ms. Yu said that her grandmother and aunt were tortured and died under the party's rule. The party is anti-humanity. I often tell people that loving China is not the same as loving the party. The party has caused so many deaths. Standing up against the party is true patriotism. Along the march, practitioners passed out materials and talked to spectators. Some said that they had already quit the party, and many seized the chance to make an official announcement to withdraw their membership in its organizations.
India, newspaper reports that young people are learning Falun Dafa. Many people feel that Falun Dafa's 5 slow-moving and gentle exercises help them to relax and relieve stress. Nowadays, people everywhere lead fast-paced lives and are looking for ways to relieve pressure from work, family, or school. In India, more and more people are learning this traditional Chinese meditation practice. A major Hindi-language newspaper in India recently carried an article titled, Young People Learn Falun Dafa to Relieve Tension. The article stated, people complain that their lives are filled with tension. Every age group says they suffer from stress. Even children say, I experience a lot of tension. Some are stressed out by their studies, some by their family, others by their careers or worrying about earning enough money. These days, people all suffer from the same problem, too much tension. Experts suggest doing meditation to eliminate stress. Falun Dafa, a high-level meditation technique for mind and body, was introduced in 2005 to our town. Many people in other cities such as Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Nagpur, and Pune practice Falun Dafa. It is being taught in many schools all over India, and this has brought positive changes in academic scores, behavioral issues, and has raised the students' morals. Falun Dafa is taught free of cost. The article continued, Falun Dafa can also be learned online. Nowadays, people have less time, but these exercises can be done anytime and anywhere. In Nagpur, there are approximately 20 group practice sites. The fundamental or primary goal in practicing Falun Dafa is seeking to raise one's morals. Exercise and meditation are supplementary to each other. The article also mentioned where to learn about Falun Dafa in greater depth and mentioned the books Falun Gong, which describes the principles behind the exercises and summarizes the cultivation practice techniques, and Juan Falun, the main book of teachings.
Chisinaude in Moldova. Introducing Falun Gong and raising awareness of the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners from the Republic of Moldova and Romania held a series of events in Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, on October 12th through the 14th, 2018, to draw public attention to the persecution of the spiritual practice in China. Practitioners held a peaceful protest in front of the Chinese embassy in Moldova on October 12th. They demonstrated the exercises, distributed informative materials, and made paper lotus flowers with parents and their children in Afghan Park in the Riskani area. Many people stopped to sign the petition, make a lotus flower, or learn the Falun Gong exercises. A young woman asked where she could learn the Falun Gong exercises. A mother and a child, moved by the Petals of Peace project and the story of Fadu, a Chinese girl who lost her father in the persecution, condemned the persecution in China. She repeatedly expressed her admiration for the beautiful paper flowers. Two students from a local high school stayed with the practitioners throughout the event. They made many flowers and learned the exercises. The girls said that the exercise music and movements were very relaxing and that they planned to tell their teacher and parents about the practice. Two other girls who had a conflict with some male classmates said that they would give the boys lotus flowers to awaken their conscience. On Saturday, October 13th, the practitioners demonstrated the exercises and told the public about Falun Gong in Central Park at the Great National Assembly Square. One woman who signed the petition calling for the prosecution of Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese dictator who launched the persecution of Falun Gong, encouraged the practitioners to continue their initiative supporting those who are being persecuted and murdered by the communist regime in China for refusing to renounce their belief. On Sunday at Chisinau holiday, practitioners held activities in Stefan Selmer Central Park. The good weather and celebratory activities in the center of Chisinau brought out many residents and visitors who had the opportunity to get acquainted with the practice of Falun Gong, learn about the persecution, and sign a petition. Many people who stopped at the table were attracted by the lotus flowers that practitioners and their children made as part of the Petals of Peace project.
Tortured and imprisoned for installing satellite receivers. A recent Minghui article reported the arrest and recent sentencing of two practitioners in Hubei Province, China, for installing satellite dishes to access uncensored information about Falun Gong. Another submission to Minghui confirmed that this is being done throughout the country. Mr. Gu Bonglian, 35, is a practitioner in Sihong County, Jiangsu Province, because he had installed satellite receivers that could receive NTD programs. The Suning County Police arrested him on March 1, 2017. NTD is a television station based in New York that offers news updates and analysis, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The police held Mr. Gu in a hotel for 2 weeks. They deprived him of sleep and access to the toilet. Officers also beat him and tortured him on a tiger bench. This led to Mr. Gu experiencing headaches, hearing loss, bleeding in the ear, and lower back pain. After being transferred to Suning Detention Center, Mr. Gu was taken to a hospital because of his medical issues. The Suning Court and Procuratorate sentenced him to 4 years in prison on October 30, 2017. He was later admitted to the Hongzhihu Prison in Jiangsu Province. Mr. Gu has 3 underage children. His wife is now on her own, with no source of income.
V. visitors learn about Falun Gong at Frankfurt Book Fair. Falun Gong practitioners hosted Information Day activities outside of the 2018 Frankfurt Book Fair on October 10th and 14th. Fair visitors had an opportunity to learn about Falun Gong and its persecution by the communist regime in China. Many signed a petition calling to end the persecution. This year's Frankfurt Book Fair attracted over 7,500 exhibitors from 109 countries and over 280,000 visitors. Many publishers, writers, reporters, and bloggers attended the event. A reporter with the European News Agency stopped by the Falun Gong table on October 13th and said he knew about Falun Gong and wanted to learn more. A Falun Gong practitioner informed him that the persecution stems from the Chinese Communist Party's fear that people who practice truthfulness, compassion, forbearance would be difficult for the party to control to sustain its power. Former CCP leader Jiang Zemin thus launched the persecution 19 years ago. The reporter said that more people around the world are starting to see the true face of the CCP. Jasmine and Samia, students from a city near Frankfurt, were shocked to hear about the persecution in China, especially the killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. A practitioner told them about the European Parliament's resolution in 2012 that condemns the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The two students signed the petition and commented, "It's too brutal. The Chinese Communist Party is against humanity. It's completely unacceptable for a government to kill lives and harvest others' organs against their will." A Chinese exhibitor from Shandong province said he had lived in the United Kingdom for many years. He had joined the Young Pioneers, the CCP organization for elementary school students. Upon learning of the CCP's crime in persecuting Falun Gong practitioners and causing a large number of deaths in China, he renounced his membership in the CCP organization. Practitioner Ms. Chen said that many exhibitors from China have visited overseas websites and had therefore read information that is censored in China, including about the persecution of Falun Gong. However, she found that they usually don't know the reason for the persecution or the importance of renouncing the CCP. Ms. Chen often tells them about the crimes committed by the CCP and that it will only be a matter of time before the party is held accountable.
Brisbane. Passerby feels strong energy radiating from Falun Gong practitioners. It is springtime in Australia, and a group of about 20 to 30 Falun Gong practitioners meet under a large tree near the pagoda at New Farm Park every Sunday morning to do the Falun Gong exercises together. As they exercise, many passersby are drawn by the soothing music and tranquil movements. While practitioners were doing the sitting meditation, a man named Jason stood in front of the Falun Gong posters and read them for a long time. His wife Fernanda came over and encouraged their children to join the exercises with the practitioners. Jason told a practitioner, "I am standing here quite far away from you, yet I can still feel the strong energy radiating from you. This energy makes me feel very tranquil and calm. I enjoy being here." Linda, a Falun Gong practitioner, said that doing the exercises with everyone on the lawn with a tall tree above made her feel like she was being protected by heaven and earth. She said, "It feels amazing to join the group exercise session." Linda has been a practitioner for 15 years. When she had just started the practice, doing the exercises made her feel comfortable and relaxed. A month later, her menopause symptoms disappeared, and she's been healthy for the past 15 years. She is very grateful for the health and spiritual benefits of Falun Gong. She said, "The practice changed my view on everything. When something that seemed terrible happened, if I did my best to take care of it following the principles of Falun Gong, it would turn out to be a great incident. I think that every true practitioner has had similar experiences." Marianne is a chef from England who has been practicing Falun Gong for 4 years. She said, "It feels great to come here to exercise in the morning. It makes me feel peaceful and calm, and is a great way to start the day." Following the principles from the teachings of Falun Gong, she is no longer stressed out at work and can handle her family matters with ease. She believes that the practice has taught her how to hold a more positive attitude toward life. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.